Can you confirm that Stephen Pollock is going to sign here?
Yes. Yes, he will be in later tonight.
What's the plan for him when he gets in here? Is he going to...
Well, yeah, you know, obviously he's familiar with Coach Schwartz's defense. At the same time, he's coming in to compete for that linebacker spot there in the middle, and it's just unfortunate with the loss of, you know, with Joe right now. We just need depth to fill that spot. So we just got to see where he's at, what his health is when he gets here, you know, physical, all that stuff that we do with players, and then slowly work him in.
Is he competing for the backup spot, or is he competing with Jordan?
He's competing. I mean, he's competing for the spot. You know, right now, you know, Jordan's a starter, and it just goes without saying that you know, at every position, and it just with the loss of Joe right now, we needed you know, a linebacker, and he was the best available for us, and I look forward to working with him.
Could Jordan play a different spot if Steven comes in and wins the middle linebacker?
Could he? I think he's athletic enough and smart enough, possibly, but right now that's not the plan.
He's the player that played for Jim that you've brought in, which seems to indicate a high amount of trust in Jim's opinion from both you and Howie. Can you kind of expound on that?
Well, I mean, you know, Jim's had great success with defenses in the National Football League, and his players always play at a high level. And you know, any time offensively, defensively, or even in special teams, if you can grab a player that you've worked with in the past that knows your terminology and knows your system, I think it's no different than Chase Daniel on offense for me. And having guys like that are very comfortable with your defense or offense, I think just helps. Helps the overall learning and helps the overall process of the defense.
You guys were talking to Tolik, you know, 2.5 weeks ago or whatever it was. Like, why didn't you sign him then? Did you feel like you can get by with what you had?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we wanted to give an opportunity to these young guys that we had, and Joe was actually playing well and doing some nice things for us, so we just didn't feel the need to do it at that time.
The latest with the Nigel Bradham situation. Are you concerned at all that he could miss any time?
I am not, and I haven't had any updates on that.
Doug, Joe had been a core contributor on special teams. Backup linebackers usually have to do that. Is that a concern if Tolik is brought in as a backup?
Well, it's something when I get a chance to sit down with him and Coach Phipp, I mean, you know, this is, again, it's a team sport, and everybody has to play a big role in special teams, and I know his past, you know, he hasn't played a lot of areas, but if he can come in and at least give us one special teams unit right now to begin with, and then we'll see where it goes from there. But you know, that is a linebackers in general play, and tight ends definitely play, you know, the bulk of your special team. So it's something that we have to consider and get him on at least one core team.
How much throwing can Carson do on Saturday, and what's the plan for him this week as far as he's prepared?
He threw a little bit pre-practice. He threw some during the practice, but not in the drills. You know, he was on the side. Again, he's sore, you know, which is expected. So we're just going to back him down again today, and it's just still a day-to-day injury.
So he won't throw today?
He won't throw today. He threw Saturday, threw a little bit yesterday, and sore today. So we'll just keep getting treatment and monitor that.
Doug, obviously it's getting closer when you have to make the thrust decisions. What area do you think is the toughest right now for you to kind of whittle down to where you have to get to by the last 2 games?
Yeah, you know, it's I'll tell you this, it's the unfortunate part of this business, because you want to be able to keep everybody, number one. You know, I think if you just look at positions on the football team, I mean, offensive and defensive line, you know, there's a lot of bodies there, and there's a lot of good competition at those two spots. You know, corner's another one that's having tremendous work there. And you know, bottom line is it's the nature of the business. And I'll tell you this, I mean, just I've never been a part of this process before, obviously, but a lot of times you end up cutting players that are good players for you that obviously have success other places. That's just the nature of this business. And you know, at the end of the day, myself and Howie and the coordinators, and you know, we got to make the best decisions for our team.
How tough is it at the wide receiver position? Obviously, you got to find somebody, but how tough is it? It seems like there's a lot of guys in the same area.
There are, and again, that's probably another position that we look at here, particularly in the next couple of weeks. And it's tough because, you don't carry a ton of receivers, and I can't tell you exactly what number that's going to be, whether it's four, five, or six guys. You want to keep them all, but we got to find the best players at every position that are going to help us on game day. I mean, that's just the bottom line.
Do you have a lot of views about putting together the 53 in terms of, is it all merit based about who's outperformed who, or do you take into account potential and financials and all that?
Well, you look at everything, and especially with young players, their roles usually are special teams value for us, and then do they have practice squad eligibility? That's a way to keep guys that you want on your team as solid backups if the need arises during the regular season. I don't get into all the number stuff. I mean, I leave that up to Howie and his team to do that. But again, at the end of the day, we're going to find the best 53 going into Cleveland.
Doug, Howie and the personnel staff comes to you with a player. Do you have the right to for the 53, do you have the right to override with their recommendation?
I don't know if it's an override as much as, I'm gonna voice my opinion on players, obviously. First of all, I'm going to gather all the information on that player. I'm going to study that player from an X's and O's standpoint. I'm going to find history, personal history. I want to find out about the guy before I bring him into the fold. If it's a strong recommendation by Howie and his team, then if it's a definite need, then you pull the trigger. But I can definitely voice an opinion.
At that middle linebacker spot, is it just going to be one guy or the other as a starter, or is there a possibility of having some kind of rotation where Tulloch maybe plays every third or fourth series or something like that, just to keep Hicks fresh?
Yeah, right now I really can't. It's hard to answer that question until we get him in here and see where he's at physically. He did play a full schedule last year and should be relatively healthy, and then how well he fits into the system. So we're just going to get him here one day at a time with him and then get him caught up as fast as we can.
As far as Green Beckham, are you going to mix him in with the ones and twos this week? What have you learned about him in these past few days?
Yeah, the couple things that I've learned, number one is, he's eager to learn. He's wanting to learn. Great personality in the room. The guys have really embraced him here, and which is good to see. And then we just keep, I just got to keep feeding him a little bit of information. You got to kind of, whatever he was taught in Tennessee, it's a little different here, what we're teaching. And everybody's teaching styles are different, and what we're teaching is different. So we have to kind of find out what he knows and then take what we are running offensively from routes and run game and everything, and then just start piecing things together for him and putting him in little small packages and just giving him small increments of information so that we're not overwhelming him, right here after about 3 or 4 days.
Doug, you described working with Carson yesterday as we're going to test him and see where he's at. Now that he's not going to be practicing today, does that say anything about his availability for the rest of the preseason? What's the plan for him?
No, it still doesn't affect that. With these injuries, again, it's a rib cage injury, so it's a rib, and it's going to be sore because everything you do, every time you turn the corner, it's going to affect you. So we just got to continue to monitor it, continue to get the treatment, night and day, and fully expect him to go.
When you're making your roster decisions, how much weight do you give to potential? Say you have two guys that one might be better suited to help you right now, but you really like what you see in the guy. You think you might be able to develop, kind of like Wentz.
It's case by case, and everybody's a little different. I got to see who can help us right now, bottom line. I mean, we play in a couple of weeks, and do you want to plan for the future? Obviously, you want to do that, but at the same time, you got to have 53 guys that you can plug in at any given notice and moment and expect them to play. So a lot of times it comes down to special teams value and how well that and how many core units that player is a part of.
Josh Huff has three catches for 13 yards and about 40 snaps in his first two preseason games. You talked about special teams value. Has his value on special teams, is it enough for him to feel secure about a roster spot right now, or does he need to pick it up offense.
Yeah, and you know, this week is different again. You know, as I mentioned, it's more of an in-season structure, and we got to start getting those players, Josh Huff being in that group, more touches, more reps offensively and on special teams. So I would expect his workload to potentially increase this week.
What are some things you'd like to see Bradford improve on Saturday night versus, you know, what he did Thursday night against Pittsburgh?
Yeah, you know, I mean, he did a nice job against Pittsburgh, and obviously the penalties and things like that we have to eliminate, but the fact that, put him in situations where he had the ability to, I'm not going to say audible because they weren't audibles, but based on what the defense gave him, he was able to adjust to play and things like that. We're going to give him more of those things this week, you know, more of a game plan type a game for him. And just moving the team. I want to see the completion percentage be, you know, 65-67%. You'd love to see a touchdown pass or two in there. But again, you can't press the issue. You got to let the game unfold and again, put him in positions to be successful.
One of the things that you liked about Carson Wentz after you drafted him was that he was aggressive. He took shots down the field. Is that something that you'd like to see Sam do more of?
Yeah, and a lot of times, too, it comes down to the play caller, you know, calling those shots and how the game is going. And, Sam's mentality, if it's there, he's going to pull the trigger. But at the same time, you know, we're not going to force it down the field. When sometimes a back or a tight end underneath can be the best alternative, you know, in situations like that. But we'll continue to shoot the ball down the field.
And Doug, where's everything stable
with Lane?
Yeah.
And again, until I get notice from the league office, I'm not going to comment on that any further.
In the game the other day, Brent Snell was the first tight end in. Is that going to be the way you have it this year, or is that?
No, I can't. You know, I'm not going to say one way or the other. But, you know, again, those first two games we're playing a lot of people. You know, we were playing a lot of people. We didn't have a specific, you know, role for one guy or the next. Again, this week we'll begin utilizing some of our players, you know, differently. And the tight ends will be used a little different this week.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.